You can usually tell by Wednesday if your week is running you or you're running it. If your calendar feels like a game of Tetris and you're responding to everything, one email, one ping, one fire at a time, you're paying an invisible tax. Execution slowly drifts away from strategy.
And the tricky part is, it rarely breaks in one dramatic moment. It erodes. One slipped priority here, one unaligned meeting there. A month later, the strategy deck and the actual work are living in different universes.
This is the agentic executive, where we turn noise into leverage in 10 minutes or less. I'm Adrian Cross.
And I'm Amelia Voss. Today's briefing, how to design an executive operating rhythm, a simple weekly cadence that keeps your priorities, people, and systems in sync without drowning you in rituals or tools.
If your weeks feel like a series of reactions, this is not a time management problem. It's a missing rhythm problem. High agency operators don't just have goals. They have a recurring cadence where they realign to those goals every single week.
Think of it as your weekly control room. Same time, same place, same set of questions. You step in, look at what the system did last week, decide what it should do next week, and make one small upgrade so future weeks run better.
We'll walk through a three-part cadence you can run in 60 to 90 minutes. Review, root, and refine. And we'll layer in where AI belongs, as a quiet assistant, not the hero of the story.
Let's start with the hidden cost of not having this. Because if you don't feel that cost, you won't protect the rhythm when things get busy, which is exactly when you need it most.
Here's what rhythmless weeks do. First, they fragment your attention. You're constantly context switching because you've never stepped back to deliberately choose the three or four moves that actually matter.
Second, they confuse your team. If priorities shift based on the last email or the last meeting, people start optimizing for appeasing you, not for advancing the mission. The system reveals the truth. If your calendar is chaotic, their work will be too.
And third, they block learning. If you never have a recurring moment to ask, what worked? What broke? What did we actually learn? You're just replaying the same week with different dates on the calendar.
So what we want instead is a minimal, durable operating rhythm. Not another standing meeting with 15 agenda items. A compact weekly loop that does three things: reflects, decides, and upgrades.
Let's define it. An executive operating rhythm is a single, recurring weekly block where you do three passes over your work. You review the past week, you root the next week, and you refine one part of the system. Same block, same place, every week.
It's tool agnostic. You can run it in a Google Doc and one AI workspace. You don't need a new platform, a playbook with 50 templates, or an elaborate ritual. In fact, the more elaborate it is, the more fragile it becomes.
Let's walk the cadence. Phase 1. Review. 20 to 30 minutes. This is your weekly retrospective, but stripped down to the essentials and heavily assisted by AI.
Here's the goal of review. Compress the chaos of the past week into a one-page snapshot. Not a novel, not an archive. One page you can actually read and think with.
Practically, that looks like this. You sit down with your calendar, your task system, and your communication channels. Email, Slack, whatever you use. You have your AI assistant pull out three things: key events, key decisions, and key breakdowns.
You might prompt it with something like, scan my last 7 days of calendar and notes. Summarize major meetings, decisions, wins, misses, and any repeated problems. Output in bullet points, max one page. Precision drives agency here. The clearer your prompts, the more usable your snapshot.
Then you quickly layer your judgment on top. You ask yourself three questions as you scan that page. 1. What clearly moved the strategy forward? 2. What consumed time without real strategic progress? 3. What patterns of friction showed up more than once?
You're not trying to relive the week. You're trying to instrument it, like looking at a dashboard after a test run. Patterns create power, and this is where those patterns become visible.
If you do nothing else, this review alone will start changing behavior. You'll see that recurring meeting that never produces decisions. You'll see the project that's somehow always almost done. You'll see where your time is betraying your stated priorities.
All right. Once you've looked backward, we flip the lens forward. Phase 2. Root. This is where you translate that snapshot into next week's moves, ownership, and a few sharp agendas.
Routing is where executives either create clarity or create confusion. The objective is simple. Choose 3 to 5 priorities that matter. Assign clear owners and shape the meetings that actually need to exist.
Start with priorities. Use the AI snapshot and ask out loud if you want, given what I learned this week, what are the 3 most important outcomes for next week? Not tasks, outcomes. For example, ship V1 of the new onboarding email sequence, or close the loop on Q2 hiring plan, or stabilize response times on customer support.
Once you have those outcomes, root them. Who owns each one? Not we, not a committee, one person. You can even ask your AI assistant to draft a simple routing doc. Outcome, owner, supporting contributors, and a target date.
Then look at your upcoming meetings. This is where most leaders bleed time. Take 10 minutes to let AI draft agendas for the 2 or 3 highest leverage meetings tied to those outcomes. One prompt might be, given these priorities and owners, draft concise agendas for next week's leadership sync and product review with decision points and pre-reads.
The key is that meetings now exist to advance clearly defined outcomes, not to check in. If a meeting doesn't connect to a priority, you have permission to shorten it, consolidate it, or cancel it.
What you're doing in Root is building a bridge between strategy and calendar. Your AI helps assemble the materials, but you still decide which bridge you're actually going to walk across.
That brings us to phase 3. Refine. 10 to 20 minutes, max. This is the compounding part. Each week, you pick one system, workflow, or AI use case to tighten so the same problems don't keep showing up.
The simplest way to choose what to refine is to look back at the friction patterns from your review. Did handoffs between teams keep failing? Did you repeat the same status update 5 times in different channels? Did a decision stall because nobody had the right data?
Then you ask, what's the smallest change that would make this problem less likely next week? Not a 6-week project, a 30-minute fix. Maybe it's a template. Maybe it's a new AI summary. Maybe it's one new field in your CRM.
For example, if you're constantly re-explaining context in meetings, you might create a standard briefing prompt for your AI. Something like, summarize this project status, key risks, and decisions needed for the next meeting in under 300 words. Now, everyone shows up aligned, and you're not doing that alignment live every time.
Over a quarter, those tiny refinements accumulate into a very different operating environment. Same team, same mission, but fewer recurring fires, fewer redundant conversations, and more of your attention on real decisions.
Okay, so where does this rhythm actually live? Because if it's not on your calendar, it's not real.
You anchor it in three places. One, a recurring calendar block, 60 to 90 minutes once a week, ideally at the same time. Two, a single living document that holds your weekly snapshots and decisions. Three, one AI workspace where you run your summaries and prompts.
If you're starting from zero, begin with the bare bones version. 45 minutes total, 20 minutes to review, 20 minutes to root, and you skip refine for the first couple of weeks. Just build the habit of looking backward and then forward on purpose.
Once that feels stable, layer in a 10-minute refine block at the end. One system tweak per week, no more. You're building a rhythm, not a side project.
Let's talk failure modes, because this is where good intentions go to die.
First failure mode, turning the rhythm into bureaucracy. If your operating rhythm requires a pre-read for the pre-read, it's already broken. Keep the artifacts lightweight. One page of review, one page of priorities and owners, a few short agendas.
Second, over-optimizing the tools. You do not need three different AI agents, a custom dashboard, and a new workspace for this. Start with one doc and one AI interface. Improve the workflow, not the tool stack.
Third, skipping the rhythm when you're busy. That's the moment it's most valuable, because that's when your risk of drifting away from strategy is highest. If you have to compress it, fine. Make it a 30-minute review and route. But don't drop it entirely.
Think of it like this. Your weekly rhythm is not another meeting. It's the meeting that makes the rest of your week's meetings smaller, fewer, and sharper. It's an optimization, not an overhead.
Let's land this with a concrete next move. Sometime today, open your calendar and block 60 to 90 minutes within the next 7 days. Call it Executive Operating Rhythm, or whatever label actually makes you respect it.
When that block comes around, run the simplest possible version, review and route. 10 minutes to have AI summarize the last week. 10 to 15 to decide next week's 3 to 5 outcomes and owners. 10 to tighten the agendas on the 2 or 3 meetings that matter most.
If that's all you do, you'll already feel the difference between a week that just happens to you and a week you're actively directing. Clarity is leverage. This is how you encode it into your calendar.
And if you want more 10-minute briefings like this on agentic AI, leverage, and systems that actually run, follow the show, hit subscribe, and keep this rhythm compounding week over week.
Make your next move count. Schedule that block. Run, review, route, refine, and I'll see you in the next briefing. Stay agentic.